It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. This weekend, Seattle Opera presents Verdi's Rigoletto. Even if you know nothing about operas, you've probably heard some of the music from this one. It may be the most performed opera in the Western world.
Would you like to hum a few bars?
I can't.
Okay. Sue Elliott can. She makes a living explaining opera to people. She's Seattle Opera's education director. And she came in. I asked her if she would give me a concise synopsis of the plot of this opera.
It all centers around a court jester, actually. And it seems his job in the court is just to incite the Duke into sleeping with as many women as he can. The court jester is not the kind of court jester we normally think of in our mind.
Yeah, not a jolly little guy with bells, although they sometimes have bells.
That's right.
The Duke isn't the nicest guy either.
No, certainly not. He's actually the worst example of a Duke pretty much in all of opera, if we want to think about behavior standards for royalty.
So we've got the jester, Rigoletto, mm-hmm. who works for the Duke and essentially is trying to get him to sleep with a lot of women.
Yes.
There's one woman he doesn't want him to sleep with, right?
Well, Rigoletto has kept his daughter secret from the court since her birth. And she's maybe in her late teens at this point, and she only goes to church and then stays at home. Unfortunately, unbeknownst to Rigoletto, she meets the Duke at church. She doesn't know he's the Duke, and he overhears her saying that she's sort of spotted this, what looked like a lovely young man at church, but she'd fall in love with him even more deeply if he was a student and poor. And the Duke overhears this, so he takes on that role, if you will, calls himself by a different name, and seduces her. And what happens is actually the courtiers of the Duke think that Gilda, Rigoletto's daughter, is actually his mistress. And they kidnap his daughter as a way to get to help the Duke.
So essentially a grand tragedy in addition to all the other facets of opera. This is written by a guy named Giuseppe Verdi, who's what I think of one of the icons of sort of grand classical opera. This is written in the mid-19th century, right?
That's right. 1851 this was premiered. And this year, 2013, is Verdi's 200th birthday.
Where would you place Verdi in the pantheon of opera composers?
Oh, he's on the Mount Everest. You know, he's absolutely top five. And this opera, Rigoletto, when you look at the statistics of the number of times operas are performed around the world, Rigoletto is almost always in the top 10 of number of performances every year.
Why? What makes it so popular?
I think that this is a great opera because it has all, it's a melodrama, right? So there's all kinds of that kind of drama, tragedy, no doubt, and fantastic music. You know, one of the things that Verdi did with this opera, even in his own composition career, never mind all of opera, is that he took away some of the stop-start that we associate with earlier Italian opera, where you have this music of action, or conversation, which we sometimes call recitative, and then we put the brakes on all the action, and we have a nine-minute aria about our feelings about that action. And he's taken away some of those distinctions here, and so I think it actually moves, the momentum is better throughout.
So he's creating a more theatrical experience as we know modern theater, looking at it from the 21st century.
Absolutely. There isn't that what we call opera time, where everything stops and we just think about our feelings for 10 minutes or so, and then we start the action again. It's much more integrated.
I'm talking with Sue Elliott, who's the education director for Seattle Opera. I first heard Rigoletto, shockingly, when I was 8 years old. I was in elementary school, and my music teacher, Miss McNelly, taught us maybe one of the most famous tunes, if you will, La Donna è mobile.
La donna è mobile, qual piuma al vento, muta d'accento e di pensiero. Sempre una labile, leggiadro viso, il fiato il riso e menzognero. La donna è mobile, qual piuma al vento, muta d'accento e di pensiero.
I was always surprised in retrospect that my teacher had taught this to us, but it goes back to that idea that this is an opera like Ride of the Valkyries, like Carmen, like maybe La Boheme.
Or Figaro, Barber of Seville.
Right. This is an opera that I think of as sort of the gateway opera.
No question about it.
What do those share?
I think some of the secret to the success of those operas is the way in which those composers and librettists have married the music with the words. When we talk about Carmen, it's a fantastic opera for first-time opera goers. And one of the secret little ways I think that is so popular is that when we first hear the Carmen Overture, the first phrase of music we hear, he repeats right off the bat. And so our brains as humans already feel like we're an expert because we know what we've heard. That repetition gives us a self-confidence to be able to throw away any of those barriers that I can't understand what's going on, or I won't like it, or what are all these people screeching about? And it really gets to the heart of humans. And I think all of these operas that we've talked about have characters in them that might not reflect us personally, but we might see reflected in other people we meet every day. There's this universal quality, despite the fact that these stories may be long ago and far away in their first version. There's so much mythic or universal.
If you were talking to a first-time opera goer who had decided, Rigoletto is my gateway opera, I'm going to go to that, what little thing would you have them look for that you think is cool and perhaps overlooked in this production?
I would say the relationships between some of the characters that might not have names in capitals. There's a lot of activity that goes on among the courtiers and among the ladies in the ball that opens the opera. And it's simply like a party. You know, we've all been to parties like this where some people are out of control and some people are disapproving of those people who are out of control. It's really easy to connect to this one on a human level, right from the get-go because of that party scene. You know, we don't often, thankfully, see kidnapping in our daily lives and some of the other story scorecard items that make opera really larger than life, if you will. But that's something that I always look for, too, is to see how other characters are responding to the big principal roles, because that, for me, really helps the story come to life.
That's the late Luciano Pavarotti singing music from Giuseppe Verdi's opera Rigoletto. Sue Elliott, Seattle Opera's education director, came in to tell me why this opera has been so popular since the 19th century. By the way, Seattle Opera's production of Rigoletto opens at McCall Hall on Saturday evening. And this really is The Record on KUOW.